Hey guys, it's Elizabeth.
And Katie.
And so we know we usually come on every other Thursday with a new episode, but today we wanted to drop in a special mini-sode. So we both spend way too much time on the interwebs and decided that we wanted to take some time to talk about cool stuff we see on the wild. So up first we have Snapchat filters. So we posted on Instagram a couple weeks ago a really cool Snapchat filter that featured Megan Rapinoe. She is a player on the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, and they had a augmented reality filter where you could put a little trophy of hers and a little quote kind of in your snaps. So I saw it and thought it was really cool, and so thought we could just kind of go over to like deconstruct it, if you will.
Snapchat has the Lens Studio, which allows for advertisers, brands, etc. to create AR experiences within the Snapchat app. So think the dancing hot dog, puppy ears, the funny voice makeover, and the really strange one where you can make yourself look like a boy or make a boy look like a girl.
That one had a minute.
So that Lens Studio, you can invite artists, students, developers, animators, and more to unleash their creativity. And you can share it with millions of people who play with lenses on Snapchat every single day.
So, really quick, if you think about augmented reality versus virtual reality, so virtual reality is like stepping into the world. So, like, you put on the glasses, you're looking around, like, you're submerged into it. Augmented reality, or AR, is adding it to the environment that you're in. So when you place that dancing hot dog on your desk because you're taking a Snapchat, that's augmented reality. Or if you're Revlon and you're saying you could try this lipstick shade, you're kind of putting that on the physical environment. So that's a little explainer of augmented versus virtual reality. But kind of more soccer themed, as the U.S. Women's National Team won the World Cup, we saw a couple examples of different brands or organizations using Snapchat filters and lenses. So Fox Sports had a lens of a celebrating Megan Rapinoe, her, you know, running to the corner and having her arms out. That was a filter that you could use. Nike also let you try on a virtual jersey of the new women's kit, so you could take a picture or apply the lens to yourself and see what you would look like in the jersey. So specifically talking about the Megan Rapinoe trophy, the day of the parade, I think it was the Thursday after the World Cup win, and the day of the ESPYs, I was using Snapchat and found the lens. And so it was really impressive and even had the shadow on it. And I mean, it looked real. I took a picture of it on a shelf.
Yeah, I know. And I actually thought that you had gone out and bought this trophy when you posted it. I was like, wait, I thought you said this was a Snapchat filter, but now this is, like, looking real because it's actually, you placed it perfectly on your bookshelf, and, like, it had the shadow and everything, and I was like, I'm very confused now. I thought it was a filter, but now it looks real, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, I want one in real life. So this is something that you can actually do yourself through Snapchat self-service tools. I know you can create a custom filter if you just wanted to overlay graphics on it. I've done this for Friendsgiving events, weddings. I've even seen them at sporting events and conferences. So you can leverage this with their own self-service tools. If you are a little bit more advanced and maybe have a partner of a developer and animator, you can do kind of a 3D rendering modeling such as the trophy or like the dancing hot dog. So this is something that you can definitely do on your own. The only thing I'm not sure of is I feel like people are maybe leaving Snapchat for Instagram. I don't know if you have an opinion.
I don't know yet. It's yet to be determined, I think. It just kind of depends. I think you need to know your audience.
Definitely. And Instagram hasn't yet debuted a similar self-service tool. So I think you just want to make sure that your audience is on Snapchat and using Snapchat before sinking some serious no-budget funds into it.
Exactly.
So that's just our quick take on Snapchat. And hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks.
All right, bye.